Central New York rising, Finger Lakes forward, Southern Tier soaring.
Central New York, the Finger Lakes, and the Southern Tier have grown agriculture employment by over 25% in the past decade.
This is where we're making our mark, and this region will be renowned across the world for what we're doing here today and going forward.
I believe that the number one thing that can make ag and food production in New York more successful is technology.
That's what a big deal this is. It's all about the future.
These are the stories about agricultural change in the region. This is City Limits.
Welcome to City Limits, Food for Thought. I'm John Smith. Last December, Governor Cuomo signed legislation for state agricultural regulations and quality control standards for the hemp industry's long-term viability and to protect consumers. By early February, before the COVID-19 pandemic unfolded, current hemp growers and processors and those interested in converting their fields into the crop met at Cornell Cooperative Extension in Binghamton for a conference. Assemblymember Donna Lupardo championed getting legislation passed to support the industry at the state level.
When you think about this plant and what a wonderful thing it is for climate challenges that we face, for the food quality that it provides, for the alternative building materials we can get from potential medicinal benefits and nutritional values, it's just got everything going for it.
She cautioned growers to be mindful of what hemp they grow and suggested they also consider making grain and fiber varieties from the plant because right now the state has excess amounts. Lupardo says when any agricultural commodity is introduced, there are bound to be challenges, but the federal government is also second-guessing what approach the states are taking.
New York State is trying to develop a framework for not only growers of CBD-type varietals, but also those who want to do hemp seed and grain. The biggest takeaways, I think, from today are that if you're going to grow CBD, you must have a legal contract. If you're going to be growing for somebody, you must have a lawyer look over a contract so you don't wind up holding the bag at the end of the day.
The assembly member believes that one day hemp processors will be allowed to sell products containing CBD oil at food and beverages once the science data is there to back it up that it's safe. The state health department will be tracking that portion of development. Meanwhile, the future of the industry is really hanging in the balance at the federal level. Kaylin Kasteter of the Kasteter Sustainability Group in Binghamton assists hemp growers and companies to get their products on the shelves. He says because of the uncertainties, producers are hesitant to expand.
The FDA considers every single CBD product in the United States illegal. That is the largest barrier for products entering the marketplace. Large companies who sell millions and billions of dollars of product are not going to risk those products to add a new line of CBD.
Kasteter remains optimistic with state support the hemp industry can thrive in New York. He hinted about how a state law to legalize the recreational use of marijuana could break down the stigma of hemp and those that incorrectly associate them as being the same.
So, we're in the room developing the hemp extract bill, which is critical, right? We're developing standards that not only relate to hemp extract products that are produced in New York, but everything that's sold in New York, right? So, that was a huge step. It was signed by the governor in January after a year-long effort. It did get passed. It was initially part of the full cannabis legalization bill and had to get dropped out when that failed at the end of session. Now we're looking at cannabis holistically, developing the Office of Cannabis Management, legalizing adult use, because this is an economic equality, a social equality issue, and something that can be a huge boost to those that are already in the industry, but maybe on the illicit side, right? And so we're looking for them to come up and develop with entrepreneurs all throughout the state, whether that's, middle of Manhattan to Binghamton, New York, Buffalo, and all points in between.
Governor Cuomo strongly supported recreational marijuana a few months back, with a message to state lawmakers during an interview on WAMC Northeast Public Radio.
Marijuana is a difficult issue for them in certain parts of the state. That's why I keep saying to them, do it in the budget, please, because that is the best and easiest vote for a legislator. And I'm afraid if they don't do it in the budget, it's not going to happen.
Even if marijuana was legalized in the state, the USDA is far less enthusiastic about the hemp industry in its synopsis found in its interim ruling and regulations released in October 2019. It reads, Hemp production in the U.S. has seen a resurgence in the last 5 years. However, it remains unclear whether consumer demand will meet the supply. High prices for hemp, driven primarily by demand for use in producing CBD relative to other crops, have driven increases in planting. In closing, the agency says producer interest in hemp production is largely driven by the potential for high returns from sales of hemp flowers to be processed into CBD oil. A short block or so walk from the Head & Heel shipping warehouse and business offices in Cortland, New York, founder Alan Gandelman takes me over to the processing plant and storage warehouse.
It was an old abandoned lumber yard that we bought a year or so ago, and we started renovating it and remodeling it over the last year for our hemp extraction and warehousing.
Ooh, smell of scents here.
Yes.
Is that what I'm smelling? The hemp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? That's what you're smelling.
Almost kind of like a minty.
Yeah. So if you peek in here, that's our extraction room. So this is all the equipment. The raw hemp comes through this window, and then it goes into these stainless steel centrifuges, and we fill them with ethanol, and that's how we extract the CBD oil. And then we run the ethanol through filters and through all of this other equipment that evaporates the ethanol off, and we're left with a pure CBD oil. And that's what we then take, and we turn that into our tinctures and our topicals.
It's amazing. There's a lot of equipment here.
There is a lot of equipment. And this is totally a clean room, positive air pressure, HEPA filters. It's a nutraceutical production facility.
Gandelman says the company's labeling system tracks when the hemp was produced, right down to where it was grown on the farm, in the event there is an issue. He speaks about quality control in two unique ways, both as a producer and a customer dealing with a long-term medical condition.
You know, I started taking CBD oil several years ago for my Lyme disease, and I was buying really sketchy stuff from all over the country. And I didn't know what was in it, and there's testing. Like, every batch we make is full panel third-party test results. Mm-hmm. So you can see them on every bottle that you buy. You know, pesticides, heavy metals, bacterial testing. And I was buying all this sketchy stuff, and I was like, no, I'm going to do this myself and make something that I want to take every day. And I still do. I take our products every day, 3 times a day.
After being diagnosed with Lyme disease in 2017, Gandelman suffered from arthritis and insomnia and says his processed CBD oil helped him get rid of those problems within a few months. Now he works 12 hours a day or more.
And mostly that all went away after a few months of taking my CBD oil.
Was that, you know, any part of your journey to become a hemp farmer and a hemp processor?
That was it. That's why I did it. At that time, I've been an organic vegetable farmer for a while and got sick, and I couldn't farm anymore because I was like in bed most of the day. And I got my medical marijuana card, and then I didn't like it. Then I found CBD oil and started taking that because it was like the way someone had explained it to me. They said, oh, this is just like medical marijuana, but it won't get you high. I was like, oh, perfect. I could use this during the day. And then I started, and like in a few months, most of my symptoms were gone.
The timing was right. Gandelman says New York State had just legalized industrial hemp, and he made the transition to become a hemp grower and producer. He received one of the very first licenses.
At that time, even New York State Department of Agriculture didn't know what CBD was, because I called their office and I said, all right, I'm going to get the hemp license and the hemp processor license. Can I make CBD oil? They said, what's that? They said, does that come from hemp? I said, yeah, it comes from hemp. And they said, okay, sure.
The adjoining warehouse to the processing plant has enormous bags of hemp.
How much hemp would you say is in this warehouse?
There's 40 acres of hemp total in here, which is about 40,000 pounds. And that whole back section is full too, but.
Gandelman and his business partner, co-owner Carly Lee Miller Hornick, often hear from customers who anecdotally share their experiences, and that fuels them even more.
So for us, you know, while we see customers who are taking our products for severe pain or have come off their opioids because they're using our products or even have dealt with symptoms of cancer with our products, we leave it to our customers to really tell their stories, and those customers are extremely vocal. You know, our company has been built off of the word of mouth of how well our products work for them, and the fact that we have pages and pages of testimonials written to us allows us to know that our products really work for people.
They look forward to the day when the benefits of CBD oil advance from anecdotal evidence to proven scientific-based research and the FDA's eventual stamp of approval that it's safe. Hemp growers and producers are now worried about what's next for their businesses amid the coronavirus pandemic. Every spring, it's time to decide how much crops to plant. Head & Heels' Alan Gandelman says it's a tough call during the uncertain economic climate.
If the prediction is the economy kind of stays at a slow pace and things don't go back to normal for the next 6 to 12 months, it's a very hard decision. Hemp is a very expensive crop to grow. It's a big investment. So I think a lot of people are really struggling whether or not they're going to continue on with their plans or they're going to scale back or just completely put everything on pause for a year.
Gandelman says the company recently decided to slash the annual 60 acres of hemp crops it plants in half. The other reason is if social distancing is needed in the processing plant long term, they wouldn't be able to produce the same amount. Operations have restarted, but only about half of their employees have returned so far. For the first time ever, hemp growers were able to apply for crop insurance earlier this year. Jenny Ift is an associate professor in farm and agribusiness management at Cornell University. She says what's covered under insurance for hemp growers is very limited and doesn't include health pandemics.
What crop insurance is concerned with would be risks on the yield side and due to natural causes, so weather, pests, earthquakes and volcanoes are in there even. That's what crop insurance is concerned with, and those are the types of risks that are going to be covered. If you lose your market because the FDA changes how they treat CBD, that's not in the realm of federal crop insurance at all.
All it takes is a change of position at the federal level. That's exactly what happened to the only hemp-infused wine from Innovative Bottling Inc. in Binghamton.
It's a flavor extract. It's an aroma to the wine that, you know, gives it a really nice, well-balanced finish. And the wine has been excellent, and we've had some real support from New York State. Unfortunately, the federal government, the TTB, which regulates alcohol, has continued to block us from interstate commerce and now telling us that we can't even sell it in the state of New York.
That's Kaylin Kasteter, the CEO of CSG Hemp, the Kasteter Sustainability Group. At only 23, he started his company with assistance of Binghamton University and then dropped out to pursue it further. The focus of CSG is assisting hemp brands to market their products, handle inventory, and distribution.
So we have a bottling line and manufacturing facility coming online this year that will be able to produce a wide array of cosmetic, lotion products, and also commonly referred to as tinctures, oil-based products to New York standards and GMP dietary supplement, what we consider the Code of Federal Regulations 111 standards.
But Kasteter and Head & Heels Gandelman think once state quality rules are phased in with testing, labeling, and tracking, it will also ensure consumers get the highest quality hemp or CBD oil products from everyone.
We meet very high standards, being certified organic, and we manufacture to nutraceutical standards, and all of our labeling is very clear, and we have third panel testing done on every batch. So because we're kind of operating at this top tier of product, there's a lot of things on the market right now that would not meet quality standards for New York State. So once they really start enforcing these new regulations, I think consumers will realize and stores will realize that they only want to be selling the good products. And then a lot of this kind of fly-by-night stuff that is out there and poorly labeled will be taken off the market.
The owner of Nature Time in Syracuse, Wendy Meyerson, has a long relationship with Gandelman and was cautious at first to stock CBD products because of the legal ramifications. She says customers were interested upon offering it, and Head & Heel came in store to answer necessary questions.
You know, the main reason is they're being local, and they're having a relationship with our customers. They spent a lot of time in the store educating our customers on their products, you know, because CBD is not a one-size-fits-all type of product. how you dose it, which one, why you're taking it, you know, what medications you're on. And so they became, you know, the top player in our store in terms of CBD.
There are purity and tracking concerns for some growers and processors across the U.S. who might not have high standards. However, stores like Nature Time, Wegmans, and Kinney Drugs appear confident in the quality of local producers and the gradual phased-in state regulations to ensure safety. Confusing federal regulations of where the hemp industry is now headed remain up in the air. States are being given the choice between interim USDA rules or using federal pilot program rules of 2014, not knowing what long-term ruling will be made on the industry. For City Limits Food for Thought, I'm John Smith.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.